Sanders, Hamas using civilians as shields is, perhaps, a part of the problem, not the real problem. By Ian Hanchett on April 4, 2024. On Thursday's broadcast of CNN's The Lead, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, stated that Hamas hiding among civilians is perhaps a part of the problem, but it's not the real problem. And starvation in Gaza is Israel's responsibility, not Hamas. Host Jake Tapper asked, "What do you say to people who say, this is not fair, it's a double standard, Hamas started this on October 7th. Hamas wants to destroy Israel, Hamas wants to kill Jews. Hamas hides behind their own people, Hamas doesn't care how many Palestinian civilians die." All of which, in my opinion, is true. What's your response when people say that ? Sanders cut in to answer, "I would agree with you. Hamas is a terrible, terrible terrorist organization that started this war. And what I have said from the beginning, Jake, Israel has a right to defend itself and go to war against Hamas. That's what I believe. I think most people believe. But you do not have a right to damage or destroy 70% of the housing units in Gaza. You don't have a right to displace 80% of the population. Throw them out of their homes, put them into this area. Put them into that area, deny them food, water, medical supplies, and fuel. That, you don't have a right to do. So, the answer is, of course, Hamas began this war. They are a terrorist organization, but the United States is not funding Hamas. We are funding Israel. And what has got to be made clear to Israel? You can go to war against Hamas, but you cannot continue these horrific actions which are causing, literally, the worst humanitarian disaster we have seen in a very long time." Tapper then asked, "What do you say to people who say the reason that so many innocent people are dying in Gaza is because Hamas embeds with the Palestinian people? They build tunnels under their homes, they hide under people. They want the civilian death toll, they consider them martyrs, and it makes Israel look bad." Sanders responded, "I think that is, perhaps, a part of the problem, but it's not the real problem. The real problem right now is, we are looking, as I mentioned a moment ago, at massive starvation. That is not caused by Hamas. That is simply caused by Israel not allowing the hundreds and hundreds of trucks that are lined up at the border to get in and go to the areas that it is needed. That is Israel's responsibility, not Hamas." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.